Governor Ron DeSantis signed a tax bill Wednesday that is estimated to save Florida families nearly $47 million with two sales tax holidays. Another part of the same bill is expected to save commercial real estate renters more than $64 million by reducing the tax rate. I'm Blaze Ganey. James Miller, the Senior Director of External Affairs for the Florida Retail Federation, says the new tax package offers families more tax breaks than in the past.
Having the back-to-school sales tax holiday, first of all, at 5 days is great. It's been three days for the past 3 years, so to have a couple extra days is wonderful.
Along with extending the length, the legislature also included computers under $1,000 in the sales tax exemption.
Students of all ages need technology nowadays. You have everyone from kindergartners up to, you know, college kids needing a laptop or an iPad or something to be able to do their schoolwork nowadays. So having being able to save sales tax money on $1,000 is a lot of money.
Miller says the sales tax holiday doesn't just help the shoppers.
What we see is the people save money on those items not paying sales tax, and they actually go and buy ancillary items or supporting items for those technology items that they've bought, whether it be power cords or, you know, devices or whatever it may be. So it ends up helping the retailers extra in addition to getting the people in the door to begin with.
Another part of this year's tax package is the week-long hurricane preparedness sales tax holiday. It makes things like batteries, radios, tarps, and generators under $750 tax-free.
It's vitally important to have a kit ready and to be prepared both, you know, during and after the storm. If you lose power, if you, you know, run out of food or need any kind of medical supplies, or anything you may need, you know, go and get those, whatever you need to make sure that you and your family are safe following the storm.
Both tax cut holidays are expected to help Florida families spend less on items that they need most.
Well, the state has estimated that the back-to-school sales tax holiday and the disaster preparedness sales tax holiday would save Florida families about $46 million. This year.
That's Carolyn Johnson, a policy director with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. She describes another portion of the tax package.
The business rent tax was reduced from 5.7% to 5.5%, and that might not seem like a lot, but there are some companies who might lease multiple spaces, and so they're paying that sales tax on multiple locations.
Johnson says when those 2 percentage points are put into a dollar amount, it's easier to see exactly how impactful the tax break can be.
The savings on an annual basis to the business community is $64.5 million, which is a lot of money for businesses to then turn around and reinvest back into their business as well as invest back into their employees.
The new law also grants refunds of sales tax paid on materials and motor fuel used in relation to Hurricane Michael and raises the reduction of a traffic fine when a driver attends traffic school from 9% to 18%.